The following interview was recorded with the intent to air on a Wednesday. This is the Mike Shamari Show. My guest today will be playing as part of Yellow Jackets in many places within the next month, but locally within 30 miles of the station, they'll be playing five nights in a row at Birdland in Manhattan from November 14th to 18th. Yellow Jackets' latest release is a CD/DVD combo titled 25, and I should point out that on their fourth night at Birdland, November 17th, which I'll be at, I will turn 25 years old. Please welcome pianist and keyboardist and a man who has become the leader of Yellow Jackets, Russell Ferrante.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Russ. How are you?
Good. You're just a baby.
Yes, I am. You and David Benoit have made that same...
Same observation, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, let's start in the beginning, as I usually do with the first-time guests. How did you first, musicians anyway, did you first get into music?
Well, I started playing piano when I was 9. My father was the choir director at our church. It's probably a familiar story if you've talked to a lot of musicians that get their start in church, and my parents intended for me to be the choir accompanist one day, but my musical interest took me elsewhere, but I'm really grateful they started me off.
How did your professional career begin?
Well, my professional career started in the San Francisco Bay Area, and it was really upon meeting Robin Ford, who is the guitarist who put the initial... group Yellow Jackets together. At that time, I was about, I started playing with Robin when I was 21, and he was touring with the blues singer Jimmy Witherspoon. So I joined his band and got on an airplane for the first time and went to Europe for the first time. I think our second gig that we played was at Shea Stadium. So it was really quite an exciting adventure, you know, to be in a touring band at the time. Subsequent to playing with Jimmy Witherspoon, Robin moved to Los Angeles, and we had kept in touch, and he did a solo record in the late 1970s called The Inside Story, and for that record, he assembled the musicians that would become Yellow Jackets. And that was Jimmy Haslip on bass and Ricky Lawson on drums, myself and Robin. So we did this recording. There was a really nice chemistry. And Robin, we continued playing gigs as the Robin Ford Band, but Robin's music was veering toward the vocal and a little more in a pop direction. And in order to keep playing the instrumental music, we essentially formed a band within a band and made a demo tape, called it Yellow Jackets. It was all instrumental music. And this demo tape found its way over to Warner Brothers Records, and the producer, Tommy La Puma, heard it and was interested in the band and signed us to our first contract in 1980.
So what was it like recording that first Yellow Jackets album, which is separate from the demo, over 25 years ago now? What was it like recording that?
Well, as you might imagine, for a bunch of young guys who recently had relocated to Los Angeles, it was a really exciting experience to have, you know, to be in a good recording studio with a record producer and getting to play our music. It was kind of a dream, and really went by quickly. We were just really excited and swept up in the moment and in the opportunity to get to make our first recording as a band.
What was the first track that you recorded for the album?
I'm thinking back. It may have been the song which actually ended up being the lead-off cut, which is a song called Matinee.
Yes, that's a fantastic one.
Thank you. And it's fairly straightforward. And usually, you know, when you enter a recording studio, you want to begin with something that feels good and isn't going to be too complicated and get you off on the wrong foot. So that tune, Matinee Idol, seemed to be a good way to start.
And just talking about it is getting it in my head. I could start humming it, but we'll save that for an...
Yes.
We'll let the recording speak for itself or whatever.
On that subject, that's one of the songs we revisited for this 25-year mm-hmm. anniversary recording. We hadn't played Matinee Idol in many, many years, but mm-hmm. thought it would be fun to revisit it in light of, you know, the time that's passed and a little mm-hmm. different personnel and reinterpret it. And it surprisingly worked really well with the current lineup.
Yeah. And we will get more into 25 in just a little while. And for those just tuning in, we're talking with Russell Ferrante of Yellow Jackets here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. Well, I certainly know this, but for those that don't, who are some of the Yellow Jackets alumni? And we actually spoke to one of them back in March, Richard Elliott.
Ah, yes. I just saw a flyer from Richard. He's playing a benefit concert here in the Los Angeles area very soon.
And
he's still very active.
Mm-hmm.
The alumni are, let's see, if we go chronologically,
mm-hmm.
it would be the drummer that I mentioned, Ricky Lawson,
right.
who then went on to play with Lionel Richie and Stevie Wonder and Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
A whole list of really well-known pop
mm-hmm.
artists. Robin Ford, of course, who started the band.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mark Russo joined the group in around 1983 on alto sax. You know, all these guys have remained friends with us, and we still play with from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
The next change was in the drum chair, and Ricky Lawson left, and William Kennedy joined the band on drums, and
mm-hmm.
he stayed with us from 1985 till 1998.
Mm.
And then for the other, not so long actually, was Peter Erskine on drums.
Hmm.
And he played with the band for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
We toured. We never recorded with Peter, though.
Okay.
And then you mentioned Richard Elliott.
Right.
Richard was with us a short time and performed on the recording Mirage à Toi, which is
mm-hmm.
our second record.
Yes.
And along with Richard, there was a guitarist named Mike Miller,
mm-hmm.
who also played on that record and is another good pal. We play fairly often in Los Angeles with different groups.
Mm-hmm.
So all the guys we keep in touch with and
mm-hmm.
have good memories from our time working together.
Hmm. Well, let's jump to the present now with the current personnel, which would include you, Jimmy Haslip, still here after all these years.
Yeah.
Marcus Baylor on drums and Bob Mintzer on all the wind instruments, the saxophone, the iwi, other instruments that I probably am forgetting right now. And you're all on the CD DVD 25, which we got into before and now we'll get into completely right now.
Yeah, 25. Unimaginatively, it was titled 25 to commemorate the 25th anniversary dating back from the band's first release, which was in 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a DVD which was recorded in Forli, Italy in the fall of 2005,
mm-hmm.
as well as an audio CD which was recorded in Paris, France during that same European tour.
Mm.
And we reached back to work up a couple of the earlier pieces and then tried to just kind of touch base at
mm-hmm.
in the various eras of the band, but play the music like we play it now. And the band has really evolved quite a bit, as one would imagine, in 25
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still having fun and still energized and still excited about playing music and feel really fortunate to have had, you know, such a long career and, you know, have really gotten to travel the world and collaborate with some incredible musicians.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a real joy.
Yes, and there's some great tracks on 25 on the CD, which you said was recorded in Paris,
mm-hmm.
or live in Paris, I should
yes.
say. There was,
yes.
It kicks off with Revelation, an instrumental version,
right.
after it had been vocal for so long.
Yes, that song has been recorded by a few different people. I think the first recording was actually before Yellow Jackets recorded it by the guitarist Phil Upchurch.
Okay.
And then Yellow Jackets did it with the group Perry singing.
Mm-hmm.
We did it for another live recording with Take Six.
Mm-hmm. On Live Wires.
Yes, on Live Wires, exactly. And Robin Ford has recorded it.
Hmm.
Whitney Houston has
sung
and recorded it. Yeah. So it's one of, I think it's one of the tunes that our fans really like.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of look at it like it's a way of saying thank you to the people that have supported the band for so long, playing the tune and starting the recording with that.
Yes, and other tracks on the CD that stand out are, well, Free Day and Run for Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just on the CD. Then on the DVD, let's see, there's Red Sea, there's, you mentioned Matinee Idol,
right.
Out of Town, Imperial Strut, which is with Bob Mincer on the iwi instead
right.
of Robin on the guitar.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Bob impersonates Robin Ford for the one tune, takes
right.
his role.
Mm-hmm.
There's some overlap between the material that was recorded on the DVD and the CD, but there's actually quite a few different songs, so the people that get a hold of 25 will get a pretty broad cross-section of music and different songs.
Yes, and to give them a chance to do that, I will spare you the rest of what's on the CD and DVD. They'll have to figure it out for themselves.
Good.
We're talking with, there's another interview where I break out in laughter. With Jay Rowe, with Joyce Cooling, with Jay Bekenstein one time.
Good.
I'm just name dropping here.
Good.
We're talking with Russell Ferrante of Yellow Jackets here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. What has touring been like for you, especially within the last few years?
Well, we've been expanding our boundaries. I think we've gotten to pretty much every corner of the globe. We recently came back from South Korea, Indonesia, Japan. Last year we were down in South Africa and South America. We travel a lot in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy gold status on quite a few airlines by this time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, travel, it can be really, it can be fun. It's always great to, you know, to go to kind of exotic places and get a little taste of countries and the cultures. It can also be pretty grueling, you know, depending on the schedule, and it's not all fun and games, and
mm-mm.
we often find ourselves sitting in airports for long periods of times and turning to one another and saying, it's a glamorous life. And the travel, as and now with all the travel restrictions
yes.
and craziness,
mm-hmm.
that can be a bit much, but the payoff is getting to play music together and sharing our music with our fans.
Mm.
So we're happy to do that.
And you were recently at the Monterey Jazz Festival in California back in September last month. How
yes.
was that?
That was a really beautiful festival. I grew up in that area, and as a teenager, I went to the Monterey Jazz Festival. So it was a special treat to get back there as a performer. At that particular festival, we also had some guests with us. In fact, Robin Ford guested on a couple tunes,
mm-hmm.
Along with Roy Hargrove and vocalist Kurt Elling.
Mm.
So it was a really fun concert at the fairgrounds. I don't know how many thousands of people were there. It was a really huge venue.
Mm.
And then the next night, we played a second concert in a smaller, a more club-like venue, and that was really fun.
Mm.
That's a great event.
Mm. Well, for the most part in this interview, we've been talking about your involvement with the Yellow Jackets, but let's shift this to solely you, Russ, for a second.
Okay.
Within the last decade or so, you've performed with artists like Eric Marienthal, Lee Ritenour, Chuck Loeb, and most recently Mindy Hebert. And those are just the ones that come to my mind immediately. What has it been like performing with these musicians, and what other musicians have you performed with in your career besides the ones you mentioned early on?
I've kept up a musical relationship with the singer Bobby McFerrin.
Hmm.
And last year, we recorded a song for a movie that just came out at the end of the summer. So and Bobby sits in with Yellow Jackets when we're in his area, which mm-hmm. is the Philadelphia area. So that's a relationship that I really value and love working with him. Last year also, or maybe the previous year, I co-wrote a song with Al Jarreau, and it was on his Accentuate the Positive mm-hmm. recording. And Al is also someone we've known for a long, long time. Great human being, mm-hmm. incredible musician, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We got a chance to do some work with Anita Baker in the last couple of years, two different recording projects with her. I also, one of the things that I do now very regularly is I teach at University of Southern California.
Hmm.
And I have anywhere from maybe 6 or 8 students to like 13 or 4 students a semester, mm-hmm. depending on our travel schedules and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I really enjoy teaching and have a family and a 24-year-old daughter that we just finished putting through college, so mm-hmm. we're excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
My Dalmatian, mm-hmm. got to get him a walk every day.
Mm-hmm.
So just all the regular stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Living in Los Angeles, I'm in a place where there's a lot of musical activity, so
mm-hmm.
we get a chance to play sessions for different people and arrange and write, and it's a very fertile musical climate here.
Mm-hmm.
And so keep real busy just doing a variety of things.
Well, Russ, it was and has been a pleasure to talk to you and to meet you. I wish you continued success. And hey, here's to another 25.
I hope so. Thanks, Mike. Really well, appreciate it.
Thank you. And this has been Russell Ferrante here on the Mike Shamari Show. And up next, something from the 25 CD, Free Day. Oh.